Whenever we receive good, we receive a gift, we receive some sort of compliment from someone, our fitrat and our essence automatically wants to thank that person or the source from where that goodness came from. In the second verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing us to thanking Him and showing us to thank Him for everything that we receive in this world and in this life. The verse goes, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Now this verse, it continues from the first verse of the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins in His own name and lists two of His qualities, which are mercy. In the second verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, praise unto Him, the Lord, the Creator, the Originator, the Provider, the Sustainer, the Nourisher, the Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of all the worlds. Now, if we examine the word Alhamd, which means in the English language, praises, we see that praise must be given to the one who gives us all of these blessings. But in the Arabic language, when the letters Aleph and Lam comes in front of a word, it makes that word specific, meaning that specific and special praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the one who provides all of these ni'mat and all of these blessings towards us. But should we just give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises and thanks when something good happens to us, when we receive wealth, when we look at our children, when we look at the material things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in this life? No, we must say Alhamdulillah and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even when we may be in times of difficulty. Even when we don't get what we have requested from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank Him nevertheless. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows everything and He has a plan for everything. So you may be thinking that I prayed for something and I did not receive that thing. But you should still say, Alhamdulillah. The verse continues, Rabbil Alameen. The word Rabb means cherisher or nurturer, or in some translations of the Holy Quran, Lord. Lord of what? Alameen. The word Alameen here is the plural of Alam. Alam means world. So Alameen means worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the Lord of all of the worlds. Here, the commentators or the Mufassirin of the Holy Quran, they have two opinions. One being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of all of the worlds, consisting of the world of man, the world of plants, the world of animals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of the world within the human being. Whatever the opinion, the verse shows us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the leader and the one in charge, the one who created every single thing, and we must praise Him. This verse also points us to Tawheed and shows us the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it negates the notion by the other religions who claim that there is more than one God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah, the Lord, the one Lord, the one true Lord, the one true God, the one true Creator of all of the worlds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq and the blessing to remember Him in good times and in bad times, and to praise Him and sing His name, and keep the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on our tongues and our lips regularly throughout our lives. This was the second verse of the first chapter of the Holy Quran, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Remember, keep reading the signs of Allah wherever you are.